Someone asks me to speak about what is realization. Some people say, I had this realization. Krishna explains what is realization and nectar of devotion. Bhakti Rasa Sindhu 1.2.2.34. Ataksi Krishna Namani Nava Vedgra Mindre Sevamukhe Jivado Swayam Evaspra Yada Swayam Evaspra Yada. Certainly you'll have direct vision, realization of Krishna. So realization of Krishna begins with Namadi, Ataksi Krishna Namadi. You begin by chanting your name and serving. Tasi Krishna Navabhavjami, Seva Mukhe. Seva, we'll realize Krishna, we'll have realizations or spurti of Krishna, vision of Krishna, experience of Krishna, by serving Krishna, by chanting his name, and all everything else that follows from there. The realization comes by the grace of Krishna, as Krishna's holy name. When one desires to serve Krishna, then Krishna will manifest in that person. The qualification to receive realization of Krishna, Swami Vasraya, comes by pleasing the Guru. If the Guru is treated as God or as one's worshipful person, and one has no other motive, then you will realize what the Shastras are saying. Ultimately, one will live with Krishna in a Siddhadeya. But first, we have to prove that we're qualified to live with Krishna. Here in this world, we have to show pure spiritual behavior, devotional behavior with the Guru. And that also happens by the grace of Bhagavan. If one acts and behaves properly and not having any other material motives, but having sincere desire to serve the Guru exactly like Bhagavan, and not thinking of a Guru as an ordinary person or material human being, then the devotee becomes qualified and everything's revealed. There's no imagination. This is a basic process. First we have to think, we have to decide, do we want this spiritual life? Do we want to live with Krishna? Most people don't. They say, I want to be a devotee, but actually they want to stay in this world. There shouldn't be any separate interests, separate agenda, separatist mentality. Uttam Bhakti means becoming completely dedicated with no other motives. Lord Chaitanya taught pure devotion, Uttam Bhakti. Other acharyas like Ramanuja and Madhva, they spread bhakti, but it was mixed up with Varnashram Dharma. Only Lord Chaitanya propagated Uttam Bhakti free from any Varna, Karma, Ashram consideration.